Hello there, I'm Dr. Curtis Finch, Superintendent of Deer Valley Unified School District. Welcome to a brand new episode of the award-winning Soup Scoop Podcast. It's time for high school graduations, and this year, DVUSD will have nearly 2,500 high school seniors across the stage to receive their hard-earned diplomas. Every student has a unique story and a unique path in their time at DVUSD. And we have a unique way to tell some of those stories today. We're catching up with not one, but two sets of triplets who will be part of the ceremonies this year. In a few minutes, we'll meet Jocelyn, Delaney, and Callie Brown from O'Connor High School to talk about their journey with DVUSD. But first, we'll get to know the Hans boys from Boulder Creek High School. Triplets Chase, Evan, and Grayson. The Han boys and their older sister enter DVUSD through the Mandarin Immersion Program, and soon the boys will wrap up 12 years of school here at Deer Valley.
This might be my first podcast with triplets. So someone's going to have to tell the family story of your educational journey. It's going to be Evan. Tell us about your journey in the Deer Valley Unified School District, and obviously your brothers came along with you.
Yeah, so we ended up going to Galvin Peak because of the Mandarin Immersion Program. So for my brothers and I, we are able to use Mandarin to talk with our grandparents, so it was really nice being able to learn it and just be able to have conversations with them. And then same with our older sister. She's 2 years older than us. So we kind of just watched her go through the Mandarin Immersion Program at Galvin Peak and followed with her. And then after having a good time at Galvin Peak, we went to Boulder Creek and just continued on with the Mandarin Program. And between going from Galvin and Boulder Creek, we did cross country and track and field. There was a feeder team for the Boulder Creek track and field team that we did through Deer Valley. And then we continued on doing that. The coaches were really helpful with transitioning from middle school into high school and what it was like playing as like a high school student athlete.
Right. So Chase, so you're saying you went to first grade on up. So that's a long time in the machine. Mm-hmm. Talk about maybe some impactful teachers along your journey that made a difference in your life and kind of shaped you today.
Yeah, so one teacher early on that like stuck out to me was my math teacher, Miss Jurju. She put me in like an advanced math program, and she kind of just instilled like confidence in me along my academic journey that like allowed me to just like get ahead in math and then just like keep going, and then just like enable me to have like discipline in middle school and high school and kind of just like be a more disciplined student in that way.
All right. Grayson, talk a little bit about your Mandarin experience. I'm interested in a little bit more of this. Do you have Mandarin all the way through? Did you continue in high school?
Yes. So actually all three of us, we continued all the way to sophomore year. So we actually got a jump on the program because we were in immersion. So we started off with 5-6 advance and then AP as a sophomore. And we all have our CL biliteracy now.
Wow. So your brother talked a little bit about you're talking with family members. Talk a little bit more about the importance of knowing Mandarin today and what do you see it maybe plugging into your future?
So I would definitely say the importance is, like, obviously before we couldn't have that connection with our grandparents, like talking to them in their native language. And now it's just like a normal thing. Like we FaceTime them every like Sunday and just catch up in Mandarin. So that's really cool. And we're all going to like college for business. So I think that could really tie into maybe our future jobs and stuff.
Yeah, if you didn't see down the road here, about 5 miles is TSMC.
Yeah.
Obviously a big Taiwanese-based company where I'm sure they'll be knocking on your door if you continue with your Mandarin. I have a nephew that's in the Navy. And he is Mandarin as well.
Wow.
So he listens to communications all day long. And has high level clearance. Great skill to have. You talked to Evan a little bit about cross country and sports and those kinds of things. Talk about maybe the clubs. You were involved in any clubs or cross country or just the concept of plugging into your school to get more than just the regular day experience?
So a big club that I was a part of was student government, and I was actually the student body vice president this past year. But it was just really fun being able to be a part of those like moments and events that I would like to say most people look back on and say made their high school experience, like homecoming or prom, or being able to help with other people to contribute to raising a fundraising goal every single year for the Make-A-Wish Foundation. I found that to be really rewarding. And then also another club I was, we were all a part of was Mandarin National Honor Society, which we got to actually apply our skills that we learned from our classes through the immersion program. And then we also got to build relationships with people who are here because of the Taiwanese semiconductor manufacturing company that down the street, like you said.
Chase, have you had a chance to make any connections with any of the TSMC folks? Have anybody said anything inside the Deer Valley machine yet, or do you need me to make some phone calls?
Well, we have, through Mandarin NHS, there is a tutoring program that like directly caters to the children of the Taiwanese Semiconductor, because a lot of the children are in the Deer Valley system. I know Stetson Hills and a couple of other schools, a lot of them struggle with like the ESL classes and just, so like there's a tutoring program through Mandarin National Honor Society where a lot of the students from Boulder Creek and Gamble Peak help those students learn English.
Mm-hmm. Chase, what's the probability of you staying in the neighborhood? I'm assuming you're heading out for college. And you think you're going to be coming back someday to this neighborhood? Maybe even TSMC might be a part of the equation?
Yeah, so we're going to Texas Christian University, but then after that, I would definitely be willing to come back to Arizona. I love out here the weather. It's sometimes hot, but like 8 months, it's usually pretty good. And all our community here is obviously very, very good, so...
But mom's going to be glad to hear that. So we'll make sure she hears the podcast.
Yeah.
every mom wants their kids within arm's reach, but not too close. Well, talk a little bit, Grayson, about maybe some impactful teachers here at Boulder Creek High School, or some experiences maybe that helped you connect to the school and then make a difference for others.
I would definitely say Mr. Donovan. I had him for AP US History, and he just made like learning so fun, like the way it was like interactive and stuff, and like he prepared us like perfectly for the exam, but still keeping it like that fun aspect of it.
Hey, Evan, you're going to be graduating here, and it's probably, you're counting down the hours now. We're not that far away. Talk about a little bit about the experience that's going to be walking across the threshold and getting your diploma and walking out the door. What's that going to be like?
I would definitely say it's going to be bittersweet. I would say I'm not going to miss staying up long hours, like studying and cramming for like exams, but it is, I'm going to look back and think like, I'm going to miss all the people, all the teachers and all the friends. Like Anthem itself is a very close knit community, just because like the largest high school is Boulder Creek. So I'm definitely going to miss that smaller community, like where everyone's supporting each other's sport programs and getting to know everyone like their family. But yeah.
And Boulder Creek has been on a tear recently, well, probably the last 5 years, just basically winning everything in athletics and in fine arts and academics, A-plus School of Excellence. You were rated A as a school. So you guys, it sounds like you were a key piece of that. So, Chase, talk a little bit about the importance of the academics and the importance of plugging in your school to make a difference.
Yeah, for sure. Academics are definitely valued here at Boulder Creek. I feel with athletics, we're involved, but then with that comes being involved in academics and finding like that balance. And a great opportunity is like in a club we have that we're all part of called JLAC, which is basically just all like student athletes being represented, like 2 to 3 per sport. And in that, we just foster a community that values academics while athletics. Like, they can both coexist, and we provide that opportunity for students.
All right, Grayson, you're the last word guy. Talk to me, what would you tell yourself 10 years ago, 12 years ago when you started this Deer Valley Unified School District journey? That there's probably some kids that'll be listening to this. What advice do you have to give to them about their educational journey in Deer Valley?
I would probably just say to like make sure you really pour into the community, because you're going to get in, or you're going to get out what you put in. So I would say like really put in that effort of like making the connections with like the people there, not just the students, but the teachers as well. Because something I really learned is like not to just build the relationship of like student to teacher, but like look at the teacher kind of as a friend, as a peer as well.
And in the end, the whole reason we do academics and athletics and fine arts, STUCO, the things we talked about, is to grow and to make ourselves a contributing member of society eventually.
Yeah.
And it sounds like you guys are on the right path. We're very proud of you. You guys are model students, and you're really what Boulder Creek stands for and Deer Valley stands for. So congratulations. We'll see you as you walk across the line here in a couple days and your diploma. And then, obviously, we want you to plug back into Deer Valley Unified in the future. Maybe come back and be a cross-country coach or something for me. Does that sound like a good deal?
Yeah, sounds good.
Of course.
Yep. Thanks again. Good job.
Thank you.
From Boulder Creek to Sandra Day O'Connor we go. The Brown sisters started their DVUSD journey at Sunset Ridge School before attending the new Sonoran Foothill School. As they finish up their school days at O'Connor, we gather together for a few minutes to reminisce about their teachers, friends, and experiences they shared through the years.
Maybe, Jocelyn, you can start us out by talking about your journey through Deer Valley Unified School District as three girls all the same age.
Well, so growing up, me and my sisters, we always had the same classes. Like, we would get in fights, and my mom would, like, threaten us to take us out of the classes. We'd cry so hard until she would put us back in. Always did group work together because they're a lot smarter than I am, so that's how I got my good grades. And then in high school, kind of like, oh, because we had different classes, had to figure it out for myself, but... moving on to Delaney, right?
Did mom ever dress you all the same all the time? I know I saw with twins, they had down to the
breast. Well, we used to share a closet, so we'd like rock, paper, scissors, who gets like the best jacket that day. Or
all right, so life as a triplet has its pluses and minuses.
Yeah.
Because your sisters are always complaining, you're taking my time.
Yeah. Still do.
Delaney, you said you were involved at the nursing program. Talk a little bit about that. Is that Deer Valley High School, or did you transfer back and forth during the day? How'd that work out?
Yeah, so my home school was still O'Connor High School, but then for period 6 and 7, I would go over to Deer Valley High School with some other like travel students. So there were kids from Mountain Ridge, Boulder Creek, Barry Goldwater, Deer Valley High School, and O'Connor. So it was kind of cool to like meet girls from other schools that I wouldn't have had the opportunity to meet otherwise. Shout out Miss Soder and Miss Klink. They made the class so much fun, and we all passed with our nursing assistant certification. So they definitely did a good job teaching us what we needed to know.
Are you considering going down that trail in the future, or is it just another skill you put in your back pocket?
Yeah, so most of us in the class either want to be like nurses, doctors, somewhere in like the healthcare field. So I want to go into nursing.
Okay, good. Pays off to start early, and you can narrow your search quickly. Kaylee, you went down the sports medicine trail a little bit. Tell us about that.
Well, I was in the class freshman year through junior year, and then junior year I also took a psych class, so I kind of switched to psychology instead of sports medicine.
Okay.
PT.
Mm. I did get my PT certification.
Yeah,
I didn't do anything with it.
Yet. Yes. We never know. Yet. No, that's the plus of career and technical education classes. It gives you an opportunity to explore, and then you can decide whether you want to head down that trail or not before it costs a bunch of money. Mm-hmm. And because obviously you guys are heading down the trail here pretty soon, going to be graduating, which is pretty exciting.
Yes.
That's pretty neat. And I think O'Connor's first in the line, so you're going to be up early.
Yeah.
Delaney, let's talk a little bit more about NHS. You guys were involved in that?
Me and Callie were.
Callie was? Okay.
Yeah. Not NHS, NJHS.
NJHS. Okay, Callie, tell us what's the difference.
It was more of like a middle school. It was kind of preparing you for high school. We went to Disneyland. That was
fun. That was the best part?
Yeah.
Well, we did some volunteer
We did a lot
work.
Of volunteer hours.
Yeah, because really the National Junior Honor Society is getting you ready for the National Honor Society, which is really community-based, volunteering, trying to be a model citizen, get good grades, be a good kid in school, that kind of stuff. Jocelyn, you talked about a little bit about being a triplet and working together on stuff. Fill us in a little bit more about how that had impact on you in high school as you moved up, when you got to get credits and you got schedules and
yes.
balancing 87 things at once.
Yeah, well, they have like AP classes, honors, so I didn't take any honors or APs, so I kind of was just like on my own, but usually, like, I'm like, oh, can someone help me out with homework? And they'll, like, help me out and teach me because, you know, they took it, like, they were ahead of me in whatever they're learning, so they already learned it, helped me out a little bit there. So that was always nice, like, always have someone to ask.
Yeah. Now, today's you look on YouTube and say, hey, explain this to me.
Yeah.
Before you had to use your sister. That makes sense. That makes sense a lot. Talk a little bit about graduation. Who wants to get that one?
Oh gosh.
How about you, Delaney?
I feel like it came up so fast, you
yeah.
know? Like, I still remember starting freshman year, walking, getting my schedule, like, not really knowing anybody. And now there's so many people that I'm looking forward to seeing on graduation, going to all the grad parties. I don't know, it's just crazy how fast it came. So many good memories, too.
Yep. That'll be the only time you'll all be assembled. That'll be the last time. So
I know,
take a lot of good
right?
pictures, get a lot of hugs, because that you'll never assemble again like that. So it's kind of cool moment. Make sure you take it all in. Callie, talk about any major or big impactful teachers that you can go back and say, hey, this teacher had a big impact on me.
I have two. My sophomore year, I had Miss Brzezinski. She was my AP World teacher, and I think she just won Teacher of the Year or something. I saw it on Instagram, but she was just the sweetest person, and she was a really good teacher, too. And then my second was Mr. Bellis. He was my psych teacher. I think he moved schools after last year, but he's the reason I'm going into psych. So.
Nice. So that's usually what happened. That's what happened to me. Had a favorite math teacher, favorite language arts teacher. And I went into that world because of that. Because they speak into you. They can see your future and they say, you might be good at this. And you find an interest in it.
Probably throughout all of the years, my favorite teacher was actually my second grade teacher, Ms. Duran. Just because, like, we were all new to that school and she made everyone feel so welcome. I don't even know if she's still teaching there. She might be. But it's just where we met a lot of our friends, actually, who are still, like, going to high school with us. So that's pretty cool.
That's the cool thing about Big System. Yeah, eventually you'll get to a high school and you'll have kids from multiple feeders. So you get a new chance at new friends.
Yeah.
Yeah, new lease on life. And this is a big high school, too, so.
I have a lot of favorite teachers. One of them is a vice principal at a school that I work at, so it's nice to still be able to see him. And Miss Colley, she was my eighth grade science teacher. She was really, really sweet.
Yeah, Miss Colley was great.
She was a keeper?
Yeah, she's a keeper.
last one, who wants to take, give some wisdom to our 10-year-olds that are listening? You could talk to your 10-year-old self. What advice would you give? Delaney, why don't you start us out with some wisdom?
Well, I remember when I was younger, I couldn't wait until I was older, and I wanted to be a teenager so bad, so definitely just slow down, because now I'd give anything to just go back and, like, relive my childhood with all of my friends, so just slow down, enjoy the moment, because it'll come sooner than you think it will.
Yeah, that's some wisdom there. How about you, Jocelyn? What wisdom for your 10-year-old self?
I would say start early and have goals and... have goals and try your best to reach your goals, because the sooner you start, the more ahead you'll be.
And stay in contact with your sisters.
Yes, and remember where you came from.
Where you came from, that's right. Teamwork. How about you, Kaylee? Callie, what's some wisdom you want to drop on your 10-year-old self?
I would say just go to all of the events. Like, it really just makes the high school experience. Like, all of the football games, senior year especially, like sunset, sunrise, all of it.
Nice. Yeah, that is true. I would tell that to all kids. Plug in somewhere. Because that's where you make friendships, and those are actually the ones you're going to keep 10 years from now, 20 years from now.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be those people that you went together with the football games, or you were in a club together, or, you know, had a favorite teacher. So, because life moves on fast. And you are O'Connor Eagles, which will be first on Thursday, so time is ticking. The end of the line is right around the corner. super exciting. We're super proud of you guys. It's very cool experience to be a triplet. I would know, but it sounds cool. I've had some. We've had some twins in the Finch tree, but never triplets. That's next level. So congratulations, and continue to rely on each other. Over time, you're going to need each other. So thanks again for being model students for us, working hard. We'll see you in a couple days.
Thank you.
No matter how many siblings are graduating from your family, we wish the best for every high school senior who's graduating from a DVUSD school this year. Thank you for being a part of DVUSD as a child, and we hope you will continue to contribute to the DVUSD family as an adult, as the community support for our children is priceless. This is our final episode of the Soup Scoop podcast for this school year. We'll be back in July with new episodes to help you get ready for the new school year. But if you have a long car trip or a delay at the airport this summer while you're on vacation, you can listen to past episodes of the Soup Scoop on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, YouTube, or at dvusd.org/soupscoop. Give us a like and subscribe to the program so you'll never miss an episode. I'm Dr. Curtis Finch, and you're all caught up with the Soup Scoop podcast.